Next case, please.
I just need 1 minute. Okay, the next application is 11,672. John H. and Lorraine O. Mulder seek variances to reduce the side yard and rear yard setbacks. Section 115-25C and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northeast side of Elmwood Avenue West, approximately 947 feet south of Woodland Circle. The 911 address is 23611 Elmwood Avenue West, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 17.88, parcel 227. Specifically, they are asking for a 6.6 foot variance for the side for the house, a 4.8 foot variance side for the shed, a 2.2 foot variance for the rear for the shed, a 5.2 foot variance for the rear for the house, and a 3.3 foot variance for the side for the house. Staff did receive one letter in opposition. It's the same letter received for one that was catty corner across the street that they own the properties in the area and that they opposed the setbacks to reduce they opposed the variances setbacks to reduce the side and the rear. Because the present setbacks are appropriate and adequate for the neighborhood. We received no letters in support and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Min.
Okay. Staff there. Just for the record, Mr. Chairman, this is Donna Kelly. She's previously been sworn in this evening.
All right, thank you.
Hi. I'm just here representing my parents. We, because of ill health, we had to put them in assisted living. And I'm just looking, the house is 40 years old. I'm only looking to bring it into compliance. We've done nothing to it. It was there when we originally bought it. So we had no idea that we were not in compliance. My father did put two additions, a small window, which he was approved a permit, and it's in the packet. I guess I better put my eyes on. And then he expanded the porch on the front a little bit, which he was granted a permit for. And when he got those two permits, he still did not know that he was not in compliance with the rest of the house. He thought everything was fine. In 2006, when they built the house next door, which I do have two letters from Angola and from the neighbors stating that they're fine with everything. Do I give them to you?
Yep.
When the house next door was being built in 2006, it was brought to my father's attention that he may not be in compliance. So he did come to the zoning committee and talk to a Mr. Lank and a Mr. Abbott. And they told him that he didn't need to do anything because he was grandfathered. And I have a little note of when he came to visit. He made a note and put it in a file of who he talked to and when he talked to it. Then when we went to sell the house, the real estate asked us where we were in compliance, and we told them yes because we thought we were grandfathered. When we sold the house, we found out that we weren't in compliance and that we needed to get variances because the people that wanted to buy the house, the mortgage company will not give them the money until we have a variance for the property. So that's why I am here now. There's a shed on the property, and again, it was there when we bought the property in 1970. And on the original survey that came with, we had to have a survey when we went to settlement in 1975, and it does not show the existing shed on the original survey, but a letter by Angola by the Bay shows that they approved a shed, so the shed was put on the property and it was there when we purchased the property. So the shed is on a cement slab, and it would be very difficult to take down. When my father re-sided the house, he wanted the shed to look really pretty, so he re-sided the shed and made it look like it was all part of the house and everything. So it would be very, very difficult to take that down. And one of the neighbors that we had, when all of this was up originally, there was no neighbor there. It was there before there was a neighbor in 2006, and we do have the note that they're fine with it. The other side of the house where we're not in compliance is common ground for Angola by the Bay, so nothing can be built there or will be built there, and we have a letter from Angola by the Bay stating that they're fine with being in bringing us with the variance that we're seeking. So I don't know if there's, following that guy, I was like, oh boy, I'm in trouble.
No, you did well. You did very well.
So this is what we're seeking. We're seeking just to get into compliance. I mean, the variance is just so that we could sell the house.
Okay.
And so that I could pay to keep my parents in the assisted living.
All right, ma'am. Well, let's see if we have any further questions for you. We'll start down here with the... Thank you. Yep.
No question.
Okay, Mr. Baker?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Hearing no further questions. Hey, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Me.
Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's demonstrated that there's a uniqueness in them that it is a non-conforming property. It's also on an odd-shaped lot. The request, therefore, necessary to enable reasonable use of the property since no changes have been made. Obviously wasn't created by the applicant. Hasn't altered the essential character of the neighborhood being in existence for such a long time. And we didn't hear testimony that's detrimental to public welfare. I think it's a minimum to afford relief and make a motion we approve case number 11,672.
Okay, now second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,672. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rick?
Aye for those reasons that are stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Again, Mr. Russell?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,672 is approved, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.